Last Witness, Detective Zach Boateng, Book 2. Written by Chris Merritt and read by Damien Lynch.
Prologue. I didn't know people had so much blood inside them. Hidden in the pantry, I watched through narrow slats, holding my breath. I'm so scared I can't move. Not even a millimeter. I don't think anyone has seen me, but I can see them. I saw what they did. And those pictures are playing over and over like a videotape in my brain. Something terrible has happened upstairs. But I don't know what exactly. There were screams that sounded like my mum, then some loud bangs. A man comes downstairs and whispers quickly to his friend. I catch the word, dead. And I feel sick now, because I think I know who they're talking about. The two people I love most in the whole world. I want to burst out of here, run upstairs and see for myself. Shout their names and hear them greet me before I'm wrapped up in a big hug. Feel my hair stroked, my back rubbed. Be told that it's all okay. But I can't move. I can see a grown-up sitting down with a kitchen floor and wall meat. His head is bowed like he's sleeping. But I know he's not, because he's covered in blood. Thick, red blood soaking his clothes, like when you stay out in the rain too long, or you trip and fall in a puddle. They lean towards him like he's a zoo creature they've never seen before. One of them stretches out a shaky hand towards the man, fingertips getting closer until his eyes open. The man's head lifts, and they move back, horrified. He stares at them, like he's looking through them, like he can see into them. Then he gives one long breath out, and his head drops again. He doesn't move anymore. A gun is wiped and placed into his hand. I see who does it, just like I saw who shot him. Then they leave, and I'm alone. But I still can't move. Chapter 1. Thursday, the 30th of November, 2017. When it rains, it pours, his old man used to say. The guy grew up in Ghana, so he knew a thing or two about thunderstorms. His dad would have agreed that the deluge right now was more common in a West African wet season than South Croydon. It had burst out of a night sky just minutes ago, and Detective Inspector Zachariah Boateng was already drenched. He'd had to walk from where the bus dropped him after taking two trains. Technically, this was still London, but the place felt like countryside. Cold rainwater ran off his flat cap and down the back of his collar. Zach muttered something under his breath about bringing an umbrella next time. Maybe taking a cab, despite the cost. Or even driving, but that'd limit the booze, of course. And his host, Sergeant Troy McEwen, would never permit such half measures. His invitation had been for a Christmas drink. Troy was slightly early for the festive season, but his offer had been uncharacteristically late, the text message only arriving after work today. Zach might have made an excuse, but the words, need to talk about back then, had caught his attention. So he'd reluctantly abandoned his plans to relax at home and accepted. It was the right thing to do. They'd had the occasional phone call and exchanged texts, but it had been 2 years since he'd last visited his old friend, and Zach knew he shouldn't have left it so long. The effort he'd expended getting to this isolated tip of South London, not to mention the large bottle of Troy's favourite whiskey tucked inside his overcoat, would go some way towards assuaging that guilt. Zach had a family, but Troy had no one. The least Zach could do was join his mate for a few drams, and see what exactly he wanted to say about back then.